880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, I am back. I was in Orlando for the ICSC, the International Council of Shopping Centers Convention, this week, and I'm going to talk to you about that in just one second. I want to remind you that today's show is going to feature Carlos Rosso. He's the Related Group's president of condo development. We're also going to talk with our UHealth guest, Dr. David Arnold. We're going to talk about head and neck surgery, particularly as it relates to cancer. That's been in the news a lot with Curt Schilling and Tony Gwynn, the ball players, and of course, UM icon and NFL Hall of Famer Jim Kelly. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to talk about what I think is the next Brickell Avenue again. We've been getting all kinds of feedback. It's been stirring it all up. And today we're going to talk about the downtown Fort Lauderdale CBD, and I'm going to give my impressions on that and whether it's going to be the next Brickell Avenue. But right now, I want to talk a little bit about the ICSE. First of all, the stock market's kind of down a little bit, but not really that much on all this international conflict over in the Ukraine. Is Russia invading? What are we going to do? All that other stuff. We don't do politics. We do business, but their politics is influencing business. Now, back to the ICSC. The ICSC was awesome. The retail industry is strong, stronger than it's been in quite some time. However, it's changing dramatically. And what's going on is that it's going from a greenfield, let's build a Publix everywhere thing to now a selected development scheme, a lot of infill redevelopment. And I got to tell you that the hottest guys that I know are the guys at Comras and the other people that are leasing the ground floor retail space. I want to give a special shout out and high five to my good friend Jonathan Carter at Comras, who's doing a lot of that ground floor leasing. I know they're leasing the ground floor of the hotel that we're developing at Biscayne and 35th Street. That's right. If you saw the motel go down and the development start, that's us. We invest. We own probably 25 or 30 hotels. You heard my hotel partner a few weeks ago, Bo Ashbell. We are developing hotels, golly, all across the country. We're doing one in Reno right now. So well done to our hotel guys. But that's not the real big news at the ICSC. The real big news at the ICSC is that development is occurring. Financing is back and back with a vengeance. And a great example is the fact that, again, our firm was able to give a preferred equity piece to Gatlin Development. They're building Walmarts all over the place, probably the premier Walmart developer out there right now. And we did some preferred equity for them up in Jacksonville on some centers, and we did another one on their center that they're building at Broward Boulevard and I-95. So we're deep in it in the retail development market. We're seeing great stuff, great reception from tenants. If you've got the right location that they want to be there, they want to be there. If you can create a good mixed-use environment, they're really interested. Publix, Walmart, Target's out there, Ross, they're all there. They're doing selective transactions, well thought out. But if you've got a good site, they're interested. The retail business is open for business. They're hiring people left and right. There's a lot of good jobs in retail right now. So if you're interested in retail, find the firm you want, give them a call, tell them why you should work there, and hey, golly, they might just listen. So the ICSC was great. Everybody was upbeat and positive. Must admit that I ran out of gas around 4:30. On Monday because, my gosh, I'm still recovering from my back surgery, and I've got to listen to Ashwin Mehta and maintain my mindfulness so they don't get way out of line and blow all of the great progress that I've made with my good friend, NFL trainer, Tarek Maddox. You know, he's the guy that trains Frank Gore, Lamar Miller, and, of course, your man, Jim Freed, right here, and he keeps me fit for life. And my goodness, I came back from that event. I can walk a little better. I'm starting to fit into my clothes again, so that means I'm able to burn calories again. It's really going great. So the ICSC, the Shopping Center Convention, showed that there's positive energy out there. the lenders, the service providers, the developers were all out in force. But the most important thing was that the tenants were back and they were looking for good opportunities. So if you've got a shopping center and you want some good things done, now is the time to do it. There's cash, there's equity, there's preferred equity, there's all kinds of things. And oh, by the way, if you want preferred equity or just want to understand what preferred equity is, email me, Jim@FreedomBusiness. I'm happy to explain it to you, happy to see if we can work together. And another thing that's coming up in the next few weeks is the 1031 business. We'll bring some people on. We'll talk about the 1031 business. It's growing because it's a great way to defer taxes. And now with my friends that are over 50, I'll admit it, they're looking at it as an estate planning thing. I'm really kind of got to learn about that with you. So we're going to learn more about that. That was something that I found a real hot new topic out at the ICSE. So we're going to be right back after this short break. Wonder Woman's going to take us out. We're going to start off with our first guest, Carlos Rosso, the president of the condo development group at the Related Group Condos. Carlos, South Florida money. Back after this.
It's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive into dinner, too, with all-you-can-eat Mondays. Enjoy unlimited KMB Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water starting at just $22. The final all-you-can-eat Monday is on Labor Day, September 1st, when your Marlins take on the Mets at a special 1:10 start time. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
I can't. Wonder Woman, come on, you got to be quick on the draw there. People are trying to hear me. They want to have fun. You know, I'm going out to that Marlins game on Monday. I got my sweet thing going. I got all my friends, Don Weidenfeld from Magnum Energy Solutions. Golly, everybody, Andy Sherman from UHealth, everybody's coming. We're going to have a great time. Join us. The Marlins are smoking it. Get out there and show Giancarlo Stanton that he should stay here because he has great fans. Now, Wonder Woman, what am I supposed to do? Oh, thank you so much. Aha! Here we go. UHealth. You know, discover UHealth. It's the University of Miami Health System. Learn more about the people and patients behind the breakthrough medicine happening right here in our backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more about the advances in people shaping the future of healthcare in South Florida today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, you know, Wonder Woman, my goodness, you're losing your touch there. You know, Gil Deser and Carlos Rosso are partners on a number of deals here in South Florida. And you'll all remember when Gil was going to be on, he ran into a little traffic problem and was a little bit late. We know Carlos is going to be on the phone. He called at 4:45, so he called. He told us he's going to be on, but you know, we kind of decided that he's going to have to call in because if Carlos and I were in the same room, well, there'd just be spontaneous combustion. I want to talk a little bit more about ICSE for just a minute, and there's three people that illustrate what's going on. Number one, my friend James Leckie, the director of real estate for Publix. He's mentored me on real estate. He's mentored me on how to be an effective lobbyist in Tallahassee. James is retiring. I must tell you, he's one of my favorite people in the entire world. He always opened up his arms to me to tell me different things that were going on. We shared many a beer in Clyde's, and I want to thank James very, very much. I also want to speak a little bit about, some of the other folks there, specifically my partner. My partner, Jason Katz, you know, he indicates that there's a changing of the guard. You know, he walked around. There's a whole new group of people that I don't know. And we're going to make sure that we get to Jason because he's going to curate a under 30s kind of a rollout. We're going to do some under 30s stuff in the coming weeks. Jason's going to help me pick out who's going to be doing that. And then I've got to admit that my favorite person there, and I'm not going to out him too heavy, was Damien. Damien came up to me and said, "High five, Jim." He was waiting with bated breath for Gil to get on the show. So this is a person that is just like you, who listens all the time and really wanted to make sure I felt great. Everybody was there. It was positive. It was involved. Everybody was working together to create a positive future for the retail business, and it's really going to move forward in the correct direction. It should be great, and that's what we expect. And now we're going to talk about the condo market here in South Florida. We continue to wait for Carlos. I guess that he's on one of these big fancy conference calls trying to get $100 million or more for one of his projects, and he'll call in as soon as he can. But in any event, let's talk a little bit about the related groups' projects around town. We know that they're involved in the major deals across the markets. In Brickell Avenue, they're doing some great stuff. They're delivering Millicento. They're doing the SLS and other transactions as well. Up in the Edgewater area, they've got the Paradiso Bay multiple phase transaction. They've also got Icon Biscayne Bay, which is topped off. And Carlos has promised, since he's not going to see me in the studio, that he's going to allow me to interview him with my GoPro on the top of Icon Biscayne Bay. So make sure you look for that going up on our YouTube station. And then, of course, Related Group is announcing their deals all up and down Miami and especially now up in Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in my editorial at the end of the show because, as you know, over the past month, because it's summertime, I've been going through what markets there are in South Florida that will compare and compete down the road with Brickell Avenue. And we've talked about Edgewater and Midtown. We've talked about Coconut Grove. We've talked about Little Havana and Little River. And today I'm going to talk about the Fort Lauderdale Central Business District market. I've done a bunch of business up there, everything from the Ellington Townhome Project to, that's right, I developed or worked with Publix to develop the downtown Fort Lauderdale Publix. And golly, if there was no Publix, there probably wouldn't be anybody living down there either. So, yeah, I'll take a little credit for what's going on in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And then Related's also got transactions up in Palm Beach County, and we'll talk about those too. So Related's all over the county. They're everywhere there is to be, and we'll be right back after this, and we'll hopefully have Carlos, who's probably finishing cutting his big deal. I'm going to make him stay a little bit longer. What do you think, Wonder Woman? Break early? All right, let's go. We'll be back after this. I'm calling Carlos. Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always, hey, happy birthday to Larry, Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
And join the Marlins, y'all.
It's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive into dinner, too, with all-you-can-eat Mondays. Enjoy unlimited KMB Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water starting at just $22. The final all-you-can-eat Monday is on Labor Day, September 1st, when your Marlins take on the Mets at a special 1:10 start time. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, am I ready to... What? You're waving the finger. I don't know. I mean, come on, Wonder Woman. I got that finger down now. Stop that. No one can see what's going on in there, and it doesn't sound so great. All right, I was doing that because it looks to me like the phone rang, which means that, is that really him? Oh, my God. Carlos, are you out there?
I'm here, Jim. How are things?
Things are great, as you well know. And the reason that I told everybody that you and I aren't in the same room is because if we were anywhere close to each other, there'd be spontaneous combustion. We're both so hot.
It's great. We're both great at selling one thing, Miami.
Oh, my gosh. You are not kidding. But you want to know something? Miami sells itself, Carlos, when you got deals like yours rolling.
Thank you very much. Yes, you know, I just came back from Bogota, and I was a week before in Buenos Aires, and I'm surprised that Miami still is so affordable. And contrary to what people think, Miami today is attracting investment from all over the world, and our prices are extremely, extremely competitive.
You know, Carlos, Related Group has a great marketing team. I've met a bunch of the people there. I'm thrilled, but you know, the people that you have at Paradiso Bay are top of the line. But real question, point of question, how many countries are represented in your buyer portfolio?
That's what I was actually going to tell you. You know, I came from Bogota, where prices are higher than Miami. And when I asked the Colombians who buys in Bogota, they tell me the Colombians. So the Colombians buy and the Colombians sell to another Colombian. In Miami, in our jobs, you know, I was actually just going through, we just finished one of those marketing meetings that you love so much. And in our projects, we've sold to 72 different countries, 72 different countries of the world. So Miami today is really the most, I would say, the most international city of the U.S. And I would bet you that today in the world, there's not another place that attracts as many nationalities or as many countries or investors to come and buy than Miami.
It's Miami's time. When you look across the history of the world over the many, you know, over the last few hundred years, there's always a city of a century. You know, you had London, you had Hong Kong, all those different cities. This is a century for Miami.
Yes, this is a century for Miami. And we all need to remember, Miami is a very young town. You know, what is it? Really, since when are we a serious sort of... point in the globe? 80 years, 90 years, 100 years? We are very young. You know, there's not a lot of people that can call this the place where three or four generations of their families have lived. And Miami, as a melting pot, continues to grow, continues to mature, and continues to improve. In this particular cycle, you know, what we are seeing that is completely different to the previous cycles is that we are finding a Miami that is in a different level. You know, in the previous cycle, we didn't have museums being built in downtown. We didn't have a port that was completely dredged and prepared for the Panamax coming when the Panama Canal gets expanded, or a tunnel under the port. Or nobody even thought that we were ever going to see, you know, a new train being talked about between Miami and Orlando. I think that's what that is generating, is a lot of excitement in Miami. People are thinking other programs, not necessarily condominiums or residences, but programs that are accretive to what we do.
Yeah.
So in Brickell, today in Brickell, you know, you're seeing $2 billion of investment in shopping centers. You know, you're seeing Swire talking about building an 80-story office tower, which is going to probably have 5,000, 6,000 people working in them. So all these other uses are combining themselves with what we do. And we are really, really excited with the future of Miami.
You know, you've got your projects spread out in different submarkets, and I've been talking about what's the new Brickell kind of is my little catch line. But you guys are in Coconut Grove.
Yes.
You're in Brickell East and West. You're in Midtown and in Edgewater.
Mm-hmm.
Aventura/ North Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach County. I mean, where are you seeing this stuff going? Because it sounds to me like you're building on the infrastructure and going vertical and creating new towns and new cities that are fully integrated.
We are the largest development company in Florida and one of the largest in the U.S. We have right now three main divisions. So the difference between us and other condo developers is that we are a company of close to 400 people that actually work in all aspects of real estate. So we're doing affordable housing, we're doing rentals, and we're doing condos. We're doing more or less 4,000 units per division. And in each one of these divisions, we try to find neighborhoods that we can develop. With all three products, you know, people associate related with only luxury buildings, but in actual fact, you know, we're building four condo towers in Brickell, and we're building three affordable housing jobs in Brickell also.
Wow.
So we are trying to, you know, combine all the uses because we see Miami growing and growing for everybody. And I think that's the positive message that we want to send. In this particular cycle, buyers are putting a lot more cash and a lot more deposits. The banks told us, if you guys want to start building again, make sure it's for real buyers. And these buyers are investors or buyers who have a much longer period or horizon than what we saw in the previous cycle.
So they have staying power, and they'll help your buildings deliver and mature into self-contained communities.
And then at the same time, you know, it's going to be units that are paid with very little leverage. So they will hold and they will stay. If you look today at what has happened with the inventory that we sold from the banks in 2009 and 2010, nobody is really selling. You know, Icon Brickell, which was a building of 1,800 units, which was mainly resold at great prices in 2009 and 2010, there's nobody listing their units for sale, even though they have doubled in price. Because people are seeing the evolution of Miami. People are seeing, you know, and we are seeing it daily, and we get surprises daily. You know, a year ago when the University of Miami surpassed the 50th ranking place in the U.S., nobody envisioned it, but a lot of agencies that are outside the U.S. start giving scholarships to people to go to universities when they are above the 50th ranking. We've received close to 2,000 Chinese students in Miami. You know, these Chinese students are from wealthy Chinese parents.
Oh, yeah.
And mysteriously enough, last week, you know, we closed a deal of $20 million with a group of Chinese buyers who were the parents of these kids. So there is a lot of correlations between the progress in Miami and who we are attracting.
Now, you've talked about the international buyers, but Miami has historically been driven by buyers from the Northeast and, to a lesser extent, the Midwestern United States. With the economy picking up in those areas and with mortgage financing available for those people, are you seeing a pickup in those people showing up?
we are seeing it. You know, as a matter of fact, in our brickle jobs, you know, the second group of buyers is from the U.S. themselves.
Huh.
So we are seeing buyers and we are seeing people that are betting on Miami that are saying, hey, you know, really Brickell with Brickell City Center or downtown with the Miami World Center or the Design District, with all what is happening around what Craig Robbins is doing, you know, people are looking at that and saying, we are completing our city. You know, we are giving this area things that we didn't have before. Before you had to go to Aventura, you know, to shop, and now you're going to be able to do the same in Brickell.
You know,
and that's attracting a lot of people, and it's attracting families. You know, we're seeing families in Brickell. You know, when I first moved to Miami, we went the first weekend on a Saturday with my wife. I remember it vividly today. You know, we walked through Brickell, and it was a ghost town. Why? Because people used to come to work to their offices, and then leave to Doral, leave to Coral Gables. There was nobody living here in downtown.
Yeah, well, I think what you're going to see is as you evolve and deliver these products into the different, I'll call them city-state markets, if you will, people are going to want to stay there and stay as long as they possibly can, because the traffic is getting to be detrimental to moving around except at the off-peak hours, and the neighborhoods are getting their own personalities and their own complete full-service nature, and it's really terrific that you guys are helping to capitalize on all this by delivering products across the spectrum.
Thank you very much. We always strive to bring the best. You know, I think that we have great times ahead of us. The U.S. economy has not woken up yet, and as soon as this starts happening, we are going to see a much bigger rebirth of the American customer and the American buyer, which is going to be great for everybody. You know, the only thing we are more and more thinking, you know, in terms of how, what is the Miami of the next 20 years? How is it going to look? Are we going to be able to attract Fortune 500 companies to come down to Miami now that we have museums, that we have cultural development in Miami, that the education starts improving? That's the real bet, you know, because I think everybody's is trying to push for the first time, I think, in the same direction.
Oh, yeah. You know? And, you know, guys like Matt Hagman at the Knight Foundation helping to bring up the burgeoning entrepreneur class, I think that only bodes well for what you're doing, because those folks are going to incubate their companies here, and if we have the appropriate people to staff them up, they're going to stay here.
Yes. You're seeing it right now in Coconut Grove. You know, if you walk in Coconut Grove, you see the head offices of Sapient that has established itself in Coconut Grove. That's a high, you know, an internet company, one of the biggest programmers in the world. You know, they moved from San Francisco, from Palo Alto to Coconut Grove. They brought with them 600 employees who are all very well paid, who are all buying real estate or renting real estate, eating in our restaurants, shopping in our shops.
Yeah, and they want to be able to have a nice place across from Fresh Market when they're done at work.
Exactly. And then, we know that the efforts that the DDA is doing to try to bring the hedge funds from New York to Miami, where anybody who in New York today makes over $1 million, if it made the same here in Miami, you know, they would save $150,000 in taxes. That's a mortgage of a $2 million home.
Hey, plus they'd have a heck of a nice lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we've talked in general. We've only got a couple minutes left. I really wanted to make sure you could talk about this point. Talk to me a little bit about Biscayne and Edgewater and why Edgewater has such an incredible place in your vision.
I think Edgewater is the next Brickell. You know, Edgewater is has great bones. Normally, when we go and we invest in a neighborhood, we look at everything that surrounds the neighborhood, and usually there's one of the sides of the neighborhood that is not very nice. In Edgewater, you know, you have great sites on every side of the neighborhood. You know, you have Biscayne Bay to the east, you have to the north, you know, Bay Point where no development can grow. You have to the south, the Arts Center and the Museum Park and then Brickell. And to the east, you know, you have Midtown, the Design District, and Wynwood. So it's surrounded by good neighborhoods. It's surrounded by solid areas. And it has great means of transportation. Biscayne Bay in that area has a lot of public transportation. And the only thing that we need is a little bit more time to develop it. So we took the conscientious decision to go into Edgewater, and we started with our first project, Icon Bay, which we are finishing right now. And we followed it up with the development of Paraiso Bay. Paraiso Bay is a whole new neighborhood, which probably will bring in 5,000 to 6,000 people to live to Edgewater.
The whole thing's great. The whole thing's beautiful. You know, I've lived there for 20 years. I watch your projects from outside my balcony. People can follow my Twitter feed. I hit a related group all the time, like once a week on what's going on there. The neighborhood's great. You guys are selling my lifestyle for $1,000 a foot. It's finally...
No, what's $1,000 a foot? You're crazy.
Well, what's the pricing? What's the pricing?
A lot less.
Oh, well, tell me. Come on.
Oh, and I convey incredible, gorgeous units. You know, looking at the bay, started at the time that we started selling for less than $400 a square foot.
No way.
Yes.
And what is
you
it going?
You missed it.
I did. I missed it. I was asleep at the switch. I was toiling away trying to find you sites, and I missed it right there. But you promised me that you're going to take me on a tour, and I'm going to be able to interview you from the top so we can show everybody what a smoking great place it is.
Yes, I will do that, of course. And then, you know, we went to the city, and we worked very actively with the city on two big parks that we are offering back to the community, one in Icon Bay and the other one in Paraiso Bay. But our real, real big dream is to continue this idea of creating Biscayne Line. Biscayne Line, as the High Line in New York, should be a public place from downtown Brickell all the way to the Design District, you know, 20 to 30 feet wide, a public walkway where everybody in Miami can enjoy our biggest asset, which is the bayfront.
Now, I got to stop you there because we're out of time. You were in that big sales meeting, so you missed the first segment. But I'm coming out there. We're going to show everybody from the top of your building what the Miami Line's going to look like and why that's the place in Miami that will be the future focus of everything.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen, Carlos, thanks so much for coming in. Go back and start driving sales. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about head and neck surgery, the advances in cancer from the University of Miami Health System. Again, thank you so much, Carlos Rosso. Looking forward to seeing you at Icon Bay coming up soon. All right, Wonder Woman, take it away. All right, I'm getting back. I'm getting back to my house in Edgewater in Miami where I'm going to live the life. It sounds like Carlos finally figured out what I knew 20 years ago, that is the place to be. All right, listen, you don't have to be, Warren Henry. Oh, thank you. You know, you're I'm getting all excited about all the stuff going on in my neighborhood. Hey, when you're looking. Yeah, I know. It's beautiful there. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. Now is it time for me to talk about you health? Yes? Yeah, all right. All right. Well, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon and Freedom Business guest, Dr. Lee Kaplan, and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they are available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Miami Marlins. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all.
It's time to dive into the fun at Marlins Park. And now you can dive into dinner, too, with all-you-can-eat Mondays. Enjoy unlimited KMB Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water starting at just $22. The final all-you-can-eat Monday is on Labor Day, September 1st, when your Marlins take on the Mets at a special 1:10 start time. Get your tickets today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Still going to find a rough ride on the Dolphin Expressway. Delays heading westbound. There's a crash clearing at 27th Avenue. And a broken down vehicle now near Lejeune has a right lane block. Flagler Street, still your alternate there. And you're going to find it slow northbound 95 out of downtown Miami. Broward County crash reported 95 northbound at Sunrise Boulevard. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Wonder Woman has given me the sign. That's the wavy finger, right, Wonder Woman? That's the sign I need? All right, we've got... Oh, I've got to do my U Health live read. Hey, U Health, it's the University of Miami Health System. I'm so excited about the Carlos Rosso interview. And hey, high five to Kevin. Thanks for the quick email on how good a segment that was. University of Miami Health System, that's U Health. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And stick with us. We're going to have Dr. David Arnold on talking about some advances in cancer treatment in your head and neck area right after this. You know, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and of course, their implantation. And what sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You may have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your medications and symptoms to make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at UHealth, they do. They're not just experts of the quarter inch. They're experts of everything. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. I think I have to go to Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute for my eyes in a few weeks. You know, it's ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for the last 11 years in a row. And of course, our doctor today, Dr. Dave Arnold, he works at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. It's one of the top places in the country for cancer care. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. So discover how breakthrough medicine at UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 to visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, we are dancing here, and Wonder Woman has given me the smile. That's a heck of a smile, Wonder Woman. I appreciate that light you bring on the other side of the glass. Now we've got Dr. David Arnold. He specializes in head and neck surgery, particularly as it relates to cancer. He's with the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. He's our special UHealth guest today. Welcome, Dr. Arnold.
It's great to be here.
Hey, listen, you know, I touted this as sort of a real segment that's in currency right now, given what's going on with Curt Schilling, Tony Gwynn, and, of course, UM icon and Hall of Famer Jim Kelly. You know, they're fighting all these different cancers of the face and the mouth, and you're here on, and so let's roll.
I'm here and love to answer questions or have a discussion or whatever you'd like.
Well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to find out what's going on at the U, especially at the Cancer Center, with some advances maybe in some head and neck surgery, because I got to tell you, that's probably the scariest thing for me.
I think it is, and I think that there's lots that's changing, lots that's staying the same. Certainly, I loved your introduction, and we certainly have a comprehensive program. We've organized our treatment of cancer at Sylvester around particular sites where a patient might have cancer. In my case, around the head and neck. So when a patient comes, we actually see them. Oftentimes they're seen first by the surgeons, but we work together in groups so that we can give a comprehensive treatment plan to the patient, really probably from the first visit. The team usually consists of the surgeon, a radiation oncologist, perhaps a medical oncologist, a pathologist, a speech pathologist, a radiologist, and this whole team works together to provide the comprehensive care that these often complex patients need.
Wow, you know, you're sounding, you're making my read that I did there about how you get a whole team of people to address all the different issues, and I got another person to throw in there. My favorite person, and no offense to you because we haven't met yet, is Ashwin Mehta, because when they're done with what you guys put them through, sometimes the body's a little weak, and Ashwin helps them build their spirit and their body up. So it sounds to me like you got it covered soup to nuts over there.
You know, it really is, and he provides a great service.
So tell me this. Well, just for instance, you've got Jim Kelly, somebody like that. They've for some reason gotten a cancer. It's either below the skin in the sinus. Maybe it's like Tony Gwynn in the mouth. Those are things that really would be scary, potentially inoperable. What are some of the things that you do that help people that have these issues live a better life?
Well, and this, I think, is really where things have changed over the years. Our ability to take out the tumors has changed a fair amount, but our ability to reconstruct the tumors with microvascular free flap techniques, prosthetic rehabilitation, really has changed a lot in the course of the last 15 or 20 years. So our focus on not just curing the cancer, but on returning patients to as active and full of life has really gotten a lot broader.
So then what would be the life expectancy increase that you and your team and your colleagues across the country have been adding? It sounds to me like not only is it years that you've added, but actual quality also.
Well, and I think that's really where the focus is, and certainly that's such a broad question. I think it'd take a lot more time than we have to discuss tumor by tumor and site by site. I think the biggest focus has been in the past decade or so on focusing on the quality of that life and the patient's ability to return to eat and to swallow and to speak and to interact. And things have gotten significantly better.
You know, watching the Jim Kelly special, the interesting part that I really didn't realize until he said it was that the thing that bothered him the most was his inability to generate saliva. And so I've got to believe that you guys are coming up with things every day that help address these nuanced quality of life issues that cancer patients come up with all the time.
Well, they do, and the team approach to that really lets us play off each other's strengths and lets us really get there.
Yeah, so you said that the teams are put together, they're done by, I guess, area of the body, so then you work on a consistent basis with a team of specialists, sort of like the standard cast, like when I'm watching a John Wayne movie. It's the same five people all the time. They learn how to operate together, learn how to work together, and then it's sort of a seamless addressing of the situation?
The team's a little bit bigger than that, but it's very much like you describe. You know, there are nine of us that actively do the surgery, and a whole team of radiation oncologists and medical oncologists and pathologists. You know, we see patients and we meet on a very regular basis to plan a team approach.
Now, what is something that, let's just say this. Somebody's got a little pain in their face. They've gone to their PCP, their primary care physician. That person's recommended that they go over to Sylvester, Cortellis, all the things you've got over there. Now the person's terrified. They walk into your office. What's the first thing you say to somebody?
Well, I think it's very, very important that we get the facts and as quickly as we can know what we're dealing with. I think it's natural and it's sort of human, just sort of human nature sometimes to think that things are worse than they are.
Oh, I would think it's like a death sentence. The person walking in there must be terrified. They don't know what to expect.
Certainly tough to walk under the sign that says cancer, but a lot of times I think that we get together and oftentimes we can get people a lot more comfortable about the fact that there's a defined problem to face and oftentimes a very good answer to that problem.
We've only got about a minute left. Persons come in, they've been diagnosed, you've calmed them down. What's the next step in the process? And again, we've only got about a minute and a half left, Wonder Woman. About a minute and a half left. So give us a little of that, and then I'd really like you to end with how people can find you and get the treatment that they need.
Well, so I think that one of the things that we try to do is to, as we meet people for the first time, to have gathered as much information as we can from whatever has been done before they get here. So our site disease group nurse tries to gather whatever scans and whatever biopsies may have been done. We like to review those here. Next thing that we do is sit down as the group and plan the treatment. The care is very, very coordinated, and we all tend to stay involved with the patient throughout their treatment. So even though somebody may not even require surgery, and perhaps their tumor is treated with chemotherapy or radiation or both, the team continues to follow them and to reassess their needs and to meet those needs as best we can as they go through treatment and hopefully as they make their way towards survivorship. I think that you had the main number up front. Certainly, that's 243-4000. That's the best way to find us. Certainly, we can be found online at the Sylvester website and at the medical school's website.
Well, Dr. David Arnold, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I look forward to meeting you in a social setting. And if any of my friends need you, I know who to call. It sounds like you've got a pretty good handle on this piece of business.
Thanks for the opportunity to get our message out there.
It's my absolute pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break. You'll hear me debate myself, since Carlos Rosso says that Brickle is that Edgewater and Biscayne Boulevard are the next Brickle. Hear me talk about why I think it might be Fort Lauderdale right after this. Wonder Woman, take it away. Oh, yeah, you know it. They're playing that one for me because that's what I am. Hey, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, well, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you lease or buy any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service. My last opportunity to say it, happy birthday, Larry. Always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, we've been having a whole bunch of Lawrence Kids segments leading up to this because it's back to school time and we have to really look out for the people out there that are looking to take our kids and hurt them. Go to lawrencekids.org, look up her Safer, Smarter Kids curriculum, and learn about things that you can do to help educate yourself, your friends, and your family to protect your kids. And just like Lauren, we're going to start having a series on successful women here in South Florida that are making a difference, people like Lauren that are facing challenges. The first guest that we're going to have is my friend Mindy McElroy. She's here locally. She's a top-of-the-line person. She's fighting Parkinson's. We're going to get her, her doctors, the folks in town that know Parkinson's. We're going to talk to Mindy about Parkinson's and how you can help people with Parkinson's. That'll be coming up. Keep an eye out. Wonder Woman, back to you.
Are you an event marketer? that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wonder Woman has given me the finger, and that means it's the fourth quarter, and I got to get out of here to go watch the Dolphin game. But before I do, we're going to talk about, again, what neighborhood is the next Brickell? You heard Carlos Rosso, and boy, that guy should know, considering he's building everywhere. He says that the next Brickell is Biscayne Boulevard in Edgewater, and I wouldn't doubt him. But today, we're going to talk about another market where Related's building, and that's downtown Fort Lauderdale. You know, I like downtown Fort Lauderdale. I've done a whole bunch of projects there, the Ellington. I've done the school board building, which was in the back. It was the old Capital Bank building. I did the 110 Tower. The thing that I'm proudest of in downtown Fort Lauderdale is the Publix, because I think that Publix, and I know, in fact know, that Publix kicked off all the residential development. Publix was trying to find a way to pop a deal down there forever. I got lucky. I met a guy who had the land and wanted to do the deal. And so we JV'd the development for Publix with Paradise Group, and the rest is history. But there's more stuff coming. The Related Group, Prime Group, Morgan Group, you can name them all. They're all up there. They're all doing great deals in Fort Lauderdale, up and down Broward Boulevard. That stuff's already kind of done. But these guys are going up and down Federal Highway and all over the river. In fact, my good friend, Ossie Symbol's got a smoking great deal there, too. So I think with the jobs that are in downtown Fort Lauderdale and the job growth that Fort Lauderdale should see and the proximity to luxury housing, there's a lot of good fundamentals in Fort Lauderdale that help that head the right way to be the next Brickell. And oh, by the way, Fort Lauderdale's got great, the CBD's got great access to the Fort Lauderdale International Airport and to some degree to Palm Beach. So it makes it also sort of like Brickell in that way, with great access to the airport. And Fort Lauderdale isn't too far away from some great beaches. I know that people made a lot of money up there on the beach development too. So I like Fort Lauderdale as another potential next Brickell. Now, Wonder Woman, you had a question. How about Doral, the lady asked. Well, what are you, sent here by the Related Group? Yeah, well, the Related Group's building a big deal in downtown Doral called Downtown Doral. And I think Doral has got also a great future. It's a kind of more of a suburban market. You see, that's why it's not necessarily the next Brickell. However, you know, the airport area, and that includes Doral, has more jobs than downtown. In fact, the commute to Doral in the morning, I just won't do it. So Doral also has an excellent chance to be the next Brickell as well in some of these downtown type of locations. Well, the Codina Group is building a great deal out in the old Coger Business Park. That's where I took one of my continuing education courses. So, yeah, I think that area also has a great, yeah, she's there. Oh, she's looking, she's revving, she's counting the increase in value that she just got on her home, because she's going to play this to all the buyers that come in. So, there you go. We've got downtown Fort Lauderdale. We talked about Doral. We've also hit Little Haiti and Little River, and we've also talked about Little Havana and Edgewater and Coconut Grove. So there's only one place left, and I'm going to talk about that place next week. I want to thank everybody who tuned in today, but number one, I want to thank Carlos Rosso, my good friend Carlos Rosso. He's terrific. Look for us on my YouTube station in the next couple of weeks. We're going to go up to the top of Brickell Icon, and we're going to film two icons of real estate, me and Carlos, kicking it around about why Edgewater's the next Brickell. It's going to be great. You know, I have views that are very similar. He's on, I guess, 30, 40, 50 stories. I'm on 26. I got that view. You can look at my @JimFree Twitter stream or my Facebook or my LinkedIn, whatever you want, because those photos are all over it. They're selling my lifestyle for a lot of money. And I can only tell you that there's a reason, and the reason is because it's a great place to live. Excellent access everywhere, north, south, east, west, Miami Beach, the airport. I'm everywhere in 20 minutes or less, unless it's nutsy traffic. So I love that area. Look for that. The visual is just amazing. You could probably go on their website and see some of the photos right now. I want to thank everybody. Thank Carlos Rosso. Thank the UHealth folks for bringing us another great doctor, Dr. David Arnold. I want to thank myself for always being a great host on the show. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, UHealth, the NFL alumni. I want to thank the Miami Marlins. I'm diving right in on Labor Day. Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids, Brewster Kell, Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions. The Miami Dolphins going to the game right after this. The Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And, you know, of course, I can't do it without you, my listeners. Okay, so join our community. Give us your Facebook comments, your Twitter comments, LinkedIn, YouTube. I'm all over the place. If you missed the show, it'll be up on the website in 24 hours. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Thursday on 8:80 a.m. Remember, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wonder Woman, it's yours.
Jim, I do.